there are no evidential bases. I play dumb. Suddenly my heart is hammering between my ribs. And is this useful? She looks amused. It pays the bills. Really? The amusement vanishes. 80% of the philosophical logic research in this country is paid for by the Pentagon, Bob. If you want to work here, you'll need to get your head around that fact. 80%? I must look dumbfounded, because something goes click and she switches out of her half-sardonic brief encounter mode and into full professorial flow. A Marine earns around 15,000 bucks and costs maybe another 100,000 a year in barrack space, ammunition, transport, fuel, weapons, VA expenses, and so on. Supporting all the philosophy departments of the USA costs about as much as funding a single battalion of Marines. She looks wryly amused. They're looking for a breakthrough, knowing how to deconstruct any opponent's ideological infrastructure and derive self-propagating conceptual viruses based on its blind spots, for example. That sort of thing would give them a real strategic edge. Their psychops people would be able to make enemies surrender without firing a shot, and do so reliably. Cybernetics and game theory won them the Cold War, so paying for philosophers is militarily more sensible than paying for an extra company of Marines, don't you think? That's, I shake my head, logical, but weird. No weirder than what they pay me to do. She snorts. It's not exceptional. Did you know that for the past 20 years they've been spending a couple of million a year on research into antimatter weapons? Antimatter? I shake my head again. I'm going to get a stiff neck at this rate. If someone figured out how to make it in bulk, they'd be in a position to... Exactly, she says, and looks at me with a curiously satisfied expression. Why do I have a feeling she's seen right through me? Antimatter isn't the most exotic thing DARPA has been spending research money on by a long way, but it's exotic enough for the average college professor, especially a philosopher who, reading between the lines, has any number of reasons for being cheesed off with a military academic complex. I'd like to talk about this some more, I venture, but maybe this isn't the right place. I take a mouthful of beer. How about a walk? When do you have to get back to your office? I have a lecture to deliver at 9 tomorrow, if that's what you're asking. She pauses, delicately, tongue slightly extended. You're thinking about coming to work here. Why don't I show you some of the sights? That would be great. We finish our drinks and leave the bar, and the bugs, real or imagined, behind. I can be a good listener when I try. Mo, a diminutive of Dominique, I gather, which is why I couldn't find her on the university's staff roster, is a good talker. Or at least she is when she has a lot to unload, which is why we walk until I have blisters. Seal Point is a grassy headland that abruptly turns into a cliff, falling straight down to the Pacific breakers. Some lunatics in wetsuits are trying to surf down there. I wouldn't want to underwrite their life insurance policies. About 50 feet away, there's a rocky outcrop carpeted in sea lions. Their barking carries faintly over the crash of the surf. My mistake was in signing the non-disclosure agreements the university gave me without getting my own lawyer to check them out. She stares out to sea. I thought they were routine academic application agreements, saying basically the faculty would get a cut from any commercial spin-offs from inventions I made while employed by them. I didn't read the small print closely enough. How bad was it? I ask, shifting from one foot to another. I didn't find out until I wanted to go visit my aunt in Aberdeen. So much for my ear for accents. She was sick. They wouldn't give me a visa. Would you believe it? An exit visa from the USA. I was turned back at the security gate. They're usually more worried about people trying to immigrate, I say. Isn't that the case? I'm not a US citizen. I've got British citizenship and a green card residence permit. I just happen to work here because, well, there aren't a lot of research posts in my speciality elsewhere. If I'd stayed with my ex-husband, I'd be eligible for Israeli citizenship too. But they won't let me leave. I didn't realize it would be like this. She falls silent for a moment. Seabirds squawk overhead. When the Immigration Service made trouble, the Pentagon sorted them out. Can you believe it? Told them to get off my case. I nod silently. This isn't good news. It means that someone somewhere thinks Mo is a strategic asset. Special treatment, kid gloves, do not let this one out of your sight. We do similar things sometimes. I'm not allowed to go on vacation outside the EU without written permission from my head of department, but that's because I do secret work for the government. Mo is just a professor, isn't she? I wish she'd be a bit more specific and say which bit of the Pentagon is giving her grief, rather than just using it as a generic category for big government. When did the trouble start? I ask. She laughs. Which trouble? Me and my big mouth. The current batch. I'm sorry. Nobody briefed me. She looks at me oddly. Just what kind of Foreign Office employee are you? I shrug. If you don't ask me any questions, I won't have to tell you any lies. I'm sorry, but I can't discuss my work. Let's just say that when you started complaining, someone with a bit more clout than the consulate was listening. They sent me to see if there's anything we can do for you. All right? Bizarre. She looks askance at me. Let's walk. She turns, and I follow her back toward the road. There's a footpath leading out of town, shaded by trees. We take it. The trouble started in Miskatonic, she says. David and I... We're divorced now. Well, it didn't work out. I didn't play the politics right. Miskatonic is really bad for internal backbiting. When it was obvious they weren't going to open the tenure track up any time soon, I got a feeler from someone at UCSC. Nice research grant, an interesting field close to my own, and a promise of the fast track if I got results. Tenured professorship is the academic holy grail, a job for life, supposedly to let first-class researchers poke into any corner they feel like, regardless of how popular it is with the administration, which is, of course, why they're trying to abolish it. How did it go? I flew over for the interview. I got the job. Only there was a lot of paper to sign. David is a lawyer, but by then... She falls silent. I can fill in some of the gaps, I think. We're walking uphill now, and the path narrows. Dappled patterns of light and shade ripple across the dusty track. It's mid-afternoon, and the day is hot and bright. A couple of surf dudes wander past and look at us curiously. How did you get into your current field of research? I ask.